This is Audible.
Audible Originals presents The Inadequate Heir, Book 3 of the Bridge Kingdom series, written by Danielle L. Jensen, performed by Summer Morton and Michael Pauly.
Karis Valiant, latest heir to the throne of Meridrina, followed his father down the gangplank and onto the pier of Southwatch Island. They hadn't spoken a word to each other during the short crossing, his father remaining on deck while Karis closeted himself in the captain's quarters. Though in truth, even if they'd stood side by side the entire voyage, the result would have been the same. The taciturn silence of two men well aware that each wished the other dead. A masked Ithaconian, his shoulders stooped with age, approached, bowing low.
"Welcome back to Southwatch, Your Majesty."
Then he inclined his head toward Karis.
"Welcome, Your Highness. I understand this is to be your first venture through our bridge."
Karis opened his mouth to answer, but his father interrupted.
"Are they here?"
"His Grace sends his regrets, I'm afraid. His presence was required elsewhere."
A flicker of disappointment passed through Karis at the Ithaconian king's absence. Aaron Kertel was a man much discussed, though the rumor surrounding him were at odds with his recent actions. Actions that had the Meridrinian people singing his name in the streets, claiming him a king that all rulers should aspire to emulate. And Karis's father hated him for it. Yet King Silas Valiant showed none of that ire, his tone steady as he asked,
"What of my daughter?"
"Lara." She was Karis's younger sister, his only full-blooded sibling in the sea of half-sisters and brothers produced by his father's harem. He hadn't spoken to her in over 16 years, not since she'd been taken away to be raised in secret. Karis had believed her dead until the day she'd passed through Ventsia on her way to be married to the king of Ithacana as part of the 15-year treaty. A bride of peace, they'd said. Karis didn't believe that for a heartbeat. The Ithaconian said,
"It is the Queen's preference to remain at His Majesty's side, though she sends her regards."
"I'm sure."
On the surface, his father's voice was cool, but for the sake of his own self-preservation, Karis had long ago made a practice of reading the tiny ticks and tells that gave away his father's true sentiments. As such, he heard the hint of amusement in the king's voice, the tone causing Karis's skin to prickle. What amused his father tended to elicit a rather different reaction from everyone else. The Ithaconian's eyes narrowed slightly, and wary of anything that might jeopardize his escape to Herendal, Karis said,
"I'm sorry to have missed my sister, but pleased to hear of her loyalty to your king. Give them both my best wishes."
His father huffed out a soft chuckle, giving Karis a condescending pat on the cheek.
"My son is sentimental. Gets it from his mother."
"That would be the mother you murdered, you cold-blooded reptile," Karis wanted to say, but today was not the day to test his father's patience. Not when he was so close to finally escaping him.
"We all have our faults, Your Grace."
His father's azure eyes, which were twinned to Karis's own, regarded him, unblinking.
"Some more than others."
Then he clapped his hands sharply.
"I came only to see your sister and her husband. Given they are absent, I don't care to belabor my presence. Let's get this over with."
Sentiment was not one of King Silas Valiant's faults. The pier turned into a flurry of activity. 2 dozen young Meridrinian men in tight coats made with vibrant fabrics disembarking, the stiff breeze tugging at their slicked back hair, much to their obvious consternation. The smell of wine came with them, which accounted for their overloud voices as they shouted at the sailors to take care with their belongings or suffer the lash.